Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Babysitting Trevor. This is a special public broadcasting announcement. There's been a technical issue. Episode 6 is going to be delayed by a fortnight.
Chris died.
Yeah.
Chris no, is not died. Died.
If you get, there's a lot of background noise. Currently, we are sitting in a theatre bar. Yeah. I'm here with Trev and Julia, who's actually has a microphone in front of you.
I am a real person.
You are an actual person. Yeah. Figment of Trev's imagination.
Yeah, I just saw a murder on insect. That's
just before we record. We're about to go for a dinner at a vegetarian restaurant. You thought you would get a kill in before we go in.
Just send the insect into another incarnation or something. Big fucking thudding palm of a hand.
But yeah, so basically there was a technical issue on the record that we only found out quite far down the line. But yeah, and so we rather than release it in a sort of dodgy state, we're going to re-record.
You couldn't hear me. You could hear you all right.
Yeah, for some reason your mic didn't work. But at the time it sounded like it was working, but when we looked at the file, I think...
Did you have your jumper over it?
Yeah, this is it.
So my jumper over. I think the Russians are behind the whole fucking thing. Actually, some kind of collusion.
That's it. After the success of Series 1, the Russians have decided to try and infiltrate. So it'll be coming out, I think, about a few days before Christmas. So people can actually, you know, have it as a Christmas treat. We could actually quickly get some feedback though, Julia, as we've come to the end of season 2. Have you noticed any marked improvements in Trev's behaviour?
Behaviour, I'm not sure. I think I've noticed he's really developed a skill for evasion, which I didn't know he had, certainly.
Yeah, he used to just be lazy. Now he's actually put
now
effort
he's positively
into
evasive.
I've been paying my tax this year. That was the first move towards evasion. Yeah. The tax evasion. I've moved on to other areas of evasion, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yes, you know, you're a bit of a task dodger. A task dodger, like a draft dodger. You're a task dodger.
I haven't been doing much. I made the mistake of getting on Facebook and had all these very heated debates with people.
You always have debates with people online.
Yeah. It was a very bad move. It totally, my mental state collapsed.
Right.
Basically. And I just made the mistake of debating in a genre of communication that isn't really suitable.
Well, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Social media, it's not allow for nuance, does it?
That's right. There's no smiles.
Well, you've also got to get your opinion out in as short and succinct way as possible. People jump to the extreme.
Well, I'd about you now, because we know each other, we sort of like one another, and then we smile
That's right. Very little disclaimer.
There's things that diffuse the tension, aren't they?
Yeah, totally.
And even if you totally disagree with me, I go, well, that's just an opinion. There's no bad feeling. Shake hands about the end of it. And on Facebook, you don't get that, because they don't know you, and they don't see the nuance of the smiling, or would you like a cup of tea, and all that kind of stuff that makes it more congenial. So it just turns into a fucking hate session of very dysfunctional people.
We're speaking to the king of dysfunctional people.
I was going to say, because Trev often tells us stories that he's upset some of your friends over a dinner. Is that actually
massively
a common thing, or is he exaggerating?
Yeah, people don't come to the house.
No, he's not exaggerating, unfortunately. I find it very sad that there are couple of friends that, you know, they won't come and have dinner with me if
he's there.
We are no longer welcome.
You need to have a little room that you lock Trev in when people come around.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a really dog.
The royal family had one, didn't they? The royal family kept this disabled kid in a back room or something, and no one knew about it.
Is this a conspiracy?
Yeah,
and they thought he was Jack the Ripper or something.
What genre? Oh, it's a genre. Era there.
That's right. They kept
just
him
to clarify for the listeners.
They had him in the attic or somewhere, and they kept him up there secretly.
Really?
Because he was illegitimate. But, you know, I'm just very forthright in my opinions. I suppose you'd call me outspoken. And then sort of, because I think I'm just very frank and fairly honest, and I go bang. And there's no subtleties with me. It's like...
too right.
Yeah.
I think they like me anyway. I think if you know someone for 10 years and they're your friend, you should be able to open up and say anything.
Totally.
You fail to listen. That's the problem. You do
You're talking over me even now.
Okay. You are talking over me.
That's what we've learned. You do actually, you like to be the centre of attention is what we're
saying. Yeah, that's true, yeah. I keep on talking.
It's called babysitting Trevor, crying out loud. How much more attention does he need?
Yeah, that's right.
This is something we need to try and beat out Trev is his incessant belief that he's right about everything.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Ten seasons in, I reckon we'll crack him. It's like the horse whisperer. You can't break a horse on day one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It takes years. A wild horse doesn't just break
overnight. That's right.
Can we get him on a silent retreat? That's what I would like to
do. I'd love to go on a silent retreat.
A cider retreat.
Silent. We can do a cider retreat as well.
Yeah, you're
or
good
a cider
at cider
retreats.
Fucking cider retreats, lager retreats. a lot of fucking retreats going on. But the
we should probably wrap up. Basically, listeners, it will be coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it'll be funny. It's been a great series.
Yeah, I'd like to thank all the people who voted. Give us a 5-star review. 140 of them.
Wasn't there one that...
Yeah, there's one gave a 1-star review. Yeah, you piece of shit. But the... he's probably just...
Probably bloody Julia's friend.
Yeah, there's probably Julia's
friend. Finally getting some revenge.
I think it might
be
John Pilger, because I told that story about his nuts hanging out. Remember that? I think he's fucking listening to that. It's a very dim view. I jumped into John Pilger the other day, actually.
Yeah, how was he?
On the stairs. Yeah, we just had a bit of a political discussion on the stairs. He stormed off because he couldn't get a word in. So
there you go. Do you want to give everyone a Christmas message, Trev?
Yeah, Harry's roses. I haven't received another rose.
What
the fuck happened to it? the razor have got getting a bit blunt.
Oh, is it?
And I thought they'd get like a renewable razor every month or something, but
greedy scumbag.
Yeah,
that's right.
We'll get Harry to send you another one. That's a nice razor, though.
Very good,
really good.
I'm
using their face wash at the minute. It's a lovely exfoliating face wash. One quick announcement. We are going to do a live podcast, live Babysitting Trevor, on the 7th of January, Sunday 7th of January, at the Phoenix in Oxford Circus. I think it's 4 till 6 p.m. It's going on sale that this week, so we will be tweeting and posting on Facebook. Buy your tickets, come down. It'll be a right old laugh.
See you at the Phoenix. Catch you all later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.